No problem. You're all set.
All right, guys, I'm gonna call the meeting to order. It's at 7:03. You're all standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag
United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
And if we could just hold off for a second, I'd like to keep it standing for Billy Tiano, who just passed away recently, a longtime member of the Public Works, I think 43 years, if I'm not mistaken. And he was a fixture up there, so we have a moment of silence for Mr. Tiano. Thank you very much. Can we get a roll call, please?
Sure. Ms. DeGennaro?
Here.
Mr. D'Onofrio?
Here.
Ms. Wadomski?
Here.
Mr. Joseph DiMartino?
Here.
Ms. Cortico? Mr. Sill?
Here.
Mr. Jim DiMartino?
Here.
Mr. Hyder?
Here.
Mr. Sampson?
Here.
Quorum, Mayor.
Thank you very much, dear Patty. Number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda.
Mayor, I want addition 9.3. It's going to be amend performance contract between the City of Derby and Johnson Controls, Inc. Discussion and possible action.
Okay, anything else? Okay, motion, do I have a second?
Second, Ron.
How about you, they know you're on there.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. But that's added. Number five, we'll go to public portions. Anybody from the public would like to speak?
Mr. Mayor, Tom D'Onofrio. I just want to let Patty know that Camille Cortico is on. I don't know if you've heard her say it.
No, I didn't. Thanks, Tom.
Okay.
Perfect.
Tom, if you're talking to her, she has to either unmute herself. Okay, she's unmuted. Camille, can you hear?
Yeah, I don't know why I can't log in on the computer. I'm on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
All right, because I could hear you.
Okay, there you go.
Very good. All right, we're at the public portion now. Anybody else? Anybody from the public would like to speak? Anybody from the public? During the last call.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, Tom D'Onofrio. When are we able to start having our meetings in person?
We're still going along with the governors, and we're following what their guidelines are. I think we're at the third phase right now, and they were backing off a little bit because Connecticut is doing so well.
Right. The reason why I'm asking, I'm just wondering if we could have a meeting with just the aldermen and have the people zoom into it, like the department heads, because I just think the meeting went much better when we're all together in a room. You know, is there something against having like all the and you, of course, and corporation council, everybody else could do it? I'm just asking.
I've had meetings in the chamber and everybody like social distance and everything. So
just to think of it, I think go much better when we're all together. That's all I'm saying.
And then we also had Comcast reach out to us about broadcasting our meetings too. Which I think if Drew got that email would be, I think it was about a month ago. So we're still researching that to try to get that broadcast out to the public. But no, I hear you. I mean, we've had meetings there. We want to keep it like this. We do have a phone system now that we have a, we're able to, we do conference calls and stuff like that. So, I mean, we upgraded our system. But yeah, that's something that we'll talk about in the coming weeks.
Okay. It was just a question, you know, I was just wondering.
Yep, no, absolutely. Anybody? All right, so third and last call for the public. Not hearing any? All right, so we're going to go to department heads right now, 6.1 Finance Director.
Mr. Mayor? Mr. Mayor, if we could just ask everybody to mute themselves. Please mute yourselves so that the background noise.
You're not going to get seafood?
And the other extra conversation can take place outside of the meeting. So if you're hungry. All right, so if you could just mute that, otherwise I will have to do it, and then you can't unmute yourself. Thanks.
Hey, you want to look at the menu?
Yeah.
It's pasta and... They do love baked
clams. No, you have to take it.
It's fried, but baked.
Are you ready?
All right.
Yeah, that's right.
Like,
let's go.
So
that's
good. All right,
Keith.
Yep. Good evening. You got my report. It was submitted. The only thing, tax collections are in full swing. It's actually our collections and number of transactions for this week, same time this week last year, is equal. We're not seeing any dip in number of transactions. I'll have a dollar amount tomorrow, and I'll email out what the weekly dollar amount was in comparison to this same time period last year. We are navigating some logistical issues with the door being locked. A lot of transactions are being done in the lobby, and some of them are high volume cash. We had one yesterday, $16,000 in cash. So we're going to be bringing that to the Community Relations Committee, and we'll be bringing that back again at the end of this month on addressing cash and best practices from that perspective. Other than that, we're in the new fiscal year. The encumbrance system is starting. We're meeting with various department heads now. We have the police and the library next, so that'll be taken care of by next week. The rest is in my report, sir.
Excellent. Thank you. Any questions for Finance Director? All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
6.2, Police Department.
Yeah, if you want an apple.
One more
time. No questions for the Police Department? Okay. Sorry. And then I get back to the agenda. Sorry about this. All right, so Police Department, okay, Fire Marshal. Any questions for the Fire Marshal? Okay, hearing done. Fire Department, Gary Parker, are you on?
On Mayor.
And once again, just our thanks for, you know, passing on to everything that they're doing during this whole pandemic. We see them out there and they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, and you know, we're very lucky to have them. So just pass that on from the city to them.
Certainly will, Mayor. Much appreciated. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor,
Charlie, yes. Sampson, if I could just, Commissioner Parker, and I missed the police chief, but Shelton's fireworks, how many people do we have down there? What were our assets that had to be involved?
You're asking me, Charlie?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you the fire department first.
We had personnel in each of the companies, and we had two units on scene, a brush truck and a TAC unit. The EMS Corps also had some assets on the water, and likewise in the downtown area. And they had personnel quartered in stations as well.
Okay. I know Chief Narowski had to hire some people in overtime for that. I read his report.
Yeah, we had six people on overtime. And then the auxiliary police and all those vehicles idling at the same time, DPW sent out a crew on overtime as well.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I think we ought to call the mayor of Shelton and hand him the large bill for his fireworks display.
Well, I hear you about that. That was left in the dark like everybody else when it popped up.
Understood, but I think that the department should put together what the cost was, and we forward it to the town of Shelton as an invoice.
Okay.
Why are we there? Yeah, why were we there if it's Shelton Fireworks?
Fireworks were in Derby, Jim. The people sitting in Derby.
I can comment very quickly on that. Basically, we found out from the fire department, they never reached out to our police department. And what happened was they closed the area of the slab. They invited their graduating class to the fireworks as their private guests, and they excluded all the rest of the public, which forced everybody that wanted to view it basically into Derby. So they unilaterally did these fireworks without talking to us and pushed all their viewers into our town, which forced us to use our own resources to deal with it.
Okay. Thank you. So Charlie's actually, yeah, Charlie's right, man.
All right. Moving on to OEM. Is Mark anything on OEM? Hearing nothing. Storm Zamblin Corps. Hearing nothing. Board of Education.
Doc, it's Barbara. Can you hear me? Doc?
Yes.
Oh. What day is the graduation?
July 15th, next Wednesday night. There'll be two ceremonies at this time. One will begin at 6:00. The second one will kick off at 7:30. Graduates will be on the field, all graduates together on the field, socially distancing in chairs for both ceremonies. The guests will rotate. So there'll be half the guests at the first ceremony, the second half of the guests at the second ceremony, going alphabetically A through M for the first ceremony and through Z for the second ceremony.
Are we limiting everybody to participate?
We are. Unfortunately, there is a limit to two guests per graduate. We're a limit right now per the governor's order of 150 for the graduation event, which is why we're doing the two ceremonies as opposed to one.
Doc, are we going to be invited, or you don't want to put more people in?
Unfortunately, I can't put more people in. If people show up and they're standing somewhere, I'm not counting their heads. We're going based upon our invites to parents and kids for our 150. We are trying to keep somewhat near that 150. No, if for some reason it's raised to 250, which was the plan 3 weeks ago, but as you know, that could change. And as of last night, while there's still not a confirmation, it's likely that the 250 for graduation is going to get pushed off to August for consideration. So we had two plans ready to go. Plan A with two ceremonies, Plan B with a single ceremony at 7:30.
Is that going to be live streamed?
It'll also be live streamed. Great question. Thank you.
Okay.
It will be live streamed. But our first consideration, obviously, is for the kids and their family. If I could, two other updates since my report that I think you may receive questions on as we move forward, is the state released their reopening plan that we all now have to follow and develop our own
reopening plans and submit them to the state by July 24th. So it's a very quick turnaround, but we already had our seven reopening committees together about 2 months ago. So they all jumped right in and have been working on it daily so that we can have this in time to submit by the 24th, but we'll be submitting a reopening plan that's inclusive of the expectation, everybody back full-time, a hybrid plan, which should be of no more than 50% in the building or on the buses, and then a full remote learning plan, much like we just came off of for the last 3 months. So that'll all have to be submitted. Again, there's seven committees, very inclusive of staff and administrators working on it. And I began last week with Zoom meetings with all teachers. I hold five different meetings every Tuesday for teachers to log into. This Monday and Tuesday will begin my weekly parent check-in meetings, again on Mondays and Tuesdays, days and evenings, to accommodate their schedules based upon a survey we put out so that we can put together a plan, everyone, that is inclusive, at least, of everybody's concerns and ideas, that we listen to their questions along the way, knowing that no matter what plan we write, it's not the best for kids or families, but it's better than full remote learning, and it will impact all of us in some ways. So I'm just trying to listen to everybody to minimize impact. So certainly, if you hear anything out there, the more questions I get, the better the plan will be. Even if you think somebody must have asked me that question, if you have it, ask it, because literally, you know, I really think the more questions people ask, the better the outcome of the plan will be. The more people will feel at least that they were heard, even though it may impact them negatively. Thank you.
Thank you, Doc. Any other questions for that? All right. Public Works.
Is Ed on, Mayor?
Yes, he is. Ed, go ahead. You're unmuted.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Hi, Ed. It's Barb.
Hi, Barb.
How you doing?
How are you?
Good. Thank you for cleaning up the erosion there on the river walk. What's the status with those poles? I mean, I could see, I mean, if they're not usable, can we get rid of them? If they're not going to be used, the ones that are just laying there? I don't know what you planned.
Well, we had been down there. We did walk that. I will take the broken ones out of there. I did make a couple phone calls, and I want to start getting some prices on replacement of that section of the walkway, the rails. The broken ones, I'll start picking them up as soon as I can. The erosion was due to a piping problem from the bridge above the walk. I was down there today with representative from DOT, and we're going to try to correct that drainage problem.
Oh, that was the next thing I was going to ask, if it came from up above.
Yeah, it was. It is a storm drain that drains off the bridge, where it's hitting the ground from the bridge is washing down the walkway, and he's going to make some changes to the drainage pipe up there, and that should solve the problem.
At the state's expense, then, I guess.
Yes.
I hope.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Ed, Tom D'Onofrio. One more thing. Along Route 34 and Roosevelt Drive, every year they don't do anything for them. Can you call the state and tell them that, you know, the brush is getting a little thick on the walkway?
Tom, I'm sorry, I didn't hear. I didn't hear the location.
Roosevelt Drive, along the walk, along the river, when people walk on the sidewalk. The
sidewalk from the Derby Shelton Bridge to the pump station. We just talked about that this morning in the office. We'll take care of that first of next week.
You're going to take care of it, or the state's going to take care of it?
We'll take care of it.
Oh, okay.
We've done it in the past. It's sometimes a lot quicker. It's not a big job.
Okay.
It'd be quicker for us to take care of it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, believe it or not, a lot of people walk there. And Ed, I see you're looking into that facade at City Hall, so that's one of progress. Thank you.
Yeah, I do have I have one company who's gotten back to me so far, and I'm waiting. I sent some pictures. I talked to one of the representatives. I haven't heard back from him yet. He's going to come down and look at it, and we'll go from there.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Ed. WPCA, any questions? All right, hearing none, building department, anything for Carlo? Hearing none, facility inspectors?
Mayor, it's Barb. Can we go back to Carlo? I thought I muted myself and then tried to unmute myself. Can you hear me?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. I had a question for Carlo.
Go for it.
Go ahead.
Carlo, okay. The 33 Academy Hill, that property had been on the blight and there was a foreclosure and then it was bought by the sale, by a public sale. Do you know if that property has a CO? Or can you look into it?
Does it have? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the last part. Does it have?
Do you know if they have a CO?
Well, they they're currently doing the work on it. I get 27 and 33. It's two of them. That I don't
right.
know which way the numbers go up. They're
not
both
27.
Under
27. Yeah.
27 is the one next to the corner house, right?
Right. 27 is where they're doing the work.
Correct. 33 is
33 is the next one up.
Yeah, that's owned by Mr. Kasten.
Right.
And they've been doing repairs there as well for the last 6 months probably. So as far as the CO, you know, the COs are given to a property once in a lifetime of a property. Do they have a reoccupancy? I have not done any inspections there in a while since the pandemic started, so I have not been in there. I'm pretty sure they have open permits, yes.
Okay. Because it is a two-family, isn't it?
I believe it is a two-family.
Yeah. Yes. Can you just take a look and see if there is a reoccupancy?
Absolutely. I will get all the open permits, everything that we have on there. I'll get back to you on it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Come here, man.
He's muted.
He's muted.
Go ahead, Mayor.
Oh, okay. I was talking. I guess you guys didn't hear me. All right, we'll go on to facilities now.
If I may, something on the facilities, thank you for Ed and Public Works for taking care of Camptown. That was an issue that the facility inspectors, we've been dealing with for a while. So thank you for taking care of that.
Excellent.
All right, we'll move over to parking division. Anything? I think we're doing much right now. We've still been closed over there. Okay, revolving loan. All right, Chief of Staff, anything for Drew?
Andrew, it's Barb.
Hi, Barb.
Do we have any protocol in effect for any for staff or employees that may go on vacation and come back from those states that the governor is asking that we self-quarantine? I know we talked about it in the past with the when the protocol started, when the employees went back to work, but do we have anything?
Yes, yes,
following
we do.
It?
Yes, we have essentially with emergency personnel such as PD and DPW, WPCA. While that does not necessarily apply to them, and the governor has kind of said it's a strong suggestion to follow that rule. What we have done is kind of mirroring some of the other states with that is we have required those individuals to get a test. Once they test negative, they can return to work. So in an abundance of caution, we put that in even for our emergency personnel. We haven't had anything like that with our non-emergency personnel and our non-first responder personnel just yet. If that were the case, we would by all means adhere to the quarantine procedure.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, anything else? Economic development, Carmen? Anything for Carmen? You know, we've been pretty busy, so. Okay, treasurer's report.
We have a report?
No.
We didn't get a treasury report, man.
You didn't get a bunch of reports.
Right.
Oh. Okay. Well, maybe the mayor, maybe somebody can maybe recall all the department heads that at least give us a report on time.
No, we keep doing that.
Is there
unfortunately.
Anything to do or no?
We try.
Is there any discipline that we can take if they don't follow the protocols?
Well, this one's elected, so I don't know what you want me to do on that one.
I'm just asking.
Maybe the other ones that we're missing?
Maybe Corporation Council could, you know, look into that. We should at least get a report.
Yeah, I would think that's a responsibility that they have. They can be brought in if they're an employee and they can be spoken to. And if discipline is warranted, they could have discipline added to their file.
Okay. It's just not fair that the other department heads either come or give us a report and some people just won't give us a report.
Oh, absolutely.
Sorry about that. I'm just venting.
No, I got you. You're absolutely right. I mean, we've been battling this for years, so. Treasurers, corporate counsel, anything for Vin?
Vin, Barb. Two things. Do we get any headway on the legal bill from Cone and Wolf for the VARC that was on the VARC sales closing statement?
Barb, I just got a whole packet from Cone and Wolf and I sent it over to Vin to double check it before I initialed it. So that just came in today.
Okay.
If that helps.
Yep. Well, it does. So maybe it's
It's in there.
I don't want to do anything until he double checks it, make sure we're not being double billed on anything.
Exactly. Then, let's see. Finn, do we ever get a contract for the garbage and the transfer station?
Ms. DeGennaro, I believe he's muted.
He is?
On my screen.
Yeah, he is on mine, but.
Can you hear me now?
Well, Patty, we have the contract.
The city carding was sent to me to draft the contract. We have the accepted bid.
But doesn't the contract have to come back to us?
Awarded the bid
to the Board of Aldermen.
The contract would come back to you.
Right, that's what I'm asking for. Yeah, I was asking what the status was of that.
It's in my hands. I have to draft it.
Okay, thank you.
Attorney Marino, if you could hear me, you need to either mute the computer mic or the phone mic. But if you have them both, you're going to get that feedback.
I have the telephone on mute.
Well, you have to mute one or the other. Use the internal mute.
I'll continue to work on it.
Oh, you got it. That's good. You're good. Whatever you did, you're good.
Or I'll send sign language.
Excellent. All right, we're going to move on. Unless there was somebody more questions. All right, moving on to Parks and Rec. Anything for a demo?
He has two items on the agenda. Just want to make sure he's on here. So I have some questions later.
Yep. Okay. To Cultural Commission. I hear an echo. All right, reports for tickets of the month.
We do have that.
Athletic Complex Building Committee.
Keith, when are we going to have a meeting? Still on or no?
Yeah, I can report that the railings for the driveway came in today, were delivered today, so they'll be installing those shortly. It's one of the last items on the list.
Hey, Doc, it's the mayor. I got an email today about one of the residents that donated property to the city for this complex, and their property still hasn't been taken care of. I'm going to forward you and Keith this information, and somehow we got to get this taken care of.
Sure.
So, thank you.
Is that on the football side, baseball side? This is a reference. Are you upset?
It is the football side, down by the library over in that area, that corner. So I'll forward that tomorrow.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Fieldhouse Baseball Field Committee.
Yeah, that was our report. The railings for the new walkway up by the press box arrived today, so they'll be installed shortly.
Dr. Connolly, have those lights on that blew off in the storm, have those been replaced?
I think it's still the temporary there, but I will double check, Mr. Heider.
Okay.
Well, I'll check now as we're in the meeting.
I thought I saw like structure to hold it up, but I didn't see the if they were installed. That was about a week or two ago.
I'm sorry, I'm on. Did I miss something?
Mr. McCliverty got dropped from the meeting, so but he's back on.
I'm here.
I was asking before Keith about athletic complex. So how are we doing with signs and having a meeting?
We're gonna have one next week, believe it or not, because of the other issue that popped. So stay tuned. I'm working with Vin on a date next week where we have to have a meeting.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome, sir.
How about the pits up there? You know, the javelin pits or whatever they are. They're cut. The sand is just there. There's animals in there and never been covered. I thought we had covers for that.
Back out to get the quotes that were requested for the covers. So Mark Izzo reached back out to those individuals. We hadn't received what was requested and they were going to send it.
All right, so somebody's on it. Thanks, Doc.
Those sand pits, Ron, were a bone of contention with Castle Booze. I mean, they say it's a maintenance issue, and I said it was a design flaw, and it looks more and more like a design flaw. I mean, who puts sand butted up against the AstroTurf?
Right.
They've been doing these kinds of projects for a long time. It doesn't show.
No. Poor.
Mr. Still, with all due respect, Rob Hyder is spot on. This is an issue that we have to take up with the settlement agreement because their conclusion is nonsense. It's not the right answer.
If I could answer Alderman Hyder's question on the lights, the new lights have been installed.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Conway.
All right, moving on to infrastructure. All right, hearing nothing, Johnson Control Project.
Are we going to talk about that now with Vin sent us, or is that laughter?
That was moved.
I believe that was added to the agenda. So it's on the agenda.
9.3.
I understand.
9.3. And okay, we'll move that over there. And then 6.25, senior center. Any questions over there? Christine, you on? Okay, no questions there. We're going to move on to 7. 7.1, approval of the minutes. 7.1.1, move to approve the minutes of regular meeting.
April 16th. I am here.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Mayor.
Anything for, how you
can
doing?
You hear me?
For Christine? I got you. Anything for Christine? I know she's holding the fort over there. They're doing a good job. So appreciate what you're doing, keeping our seniors advised of everything going on.
Mayor, can you hear me?
Yes.
Thanks.
Can you hear me?
I can't hear anyone else now.
Oh, okay. So you're doing a great job, you and Dawn. I appreciate everything you guys keeping me seniors informed with everything.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Is everything
Any questions for her? Thanks for being on, Kristen.
Thank you.
We're going to move on to 7 administrative appointments. To 7.11, move to approve minutes of regular meeting, April 16, 2020. Do I have a motion?
Thank you.
So moved, Ron.
Second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
So carried. 7.1.2, move to approve minutes of regular meeting, May 14th, 2020. Do you have a motion?
Take that on the floor, have a motion.
Second.
Second, Sarah.
Discussion.
Patty, it's Barb. Can you just double check on page 8, at the top of page 8, when we were talking about the RFP for the trash contract?
Yep.
It indicates that Mr. DeCenzo said something, but I'm not sure that it was Mr. DeCenzo. So it may just be an error or somebody else. I don't recall Carmen saying anything. So I don't have any problem with the motions, but could you just double check if that needs to be corrected or not?
Absolutely. Can you hear me?
Yep, thanks.
Okay, yep, I'll check on that tomorrow.
Thank you. Any other? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 7.1.3, move to approve minutes, special meeting, May 28, 2020. A motion?
So moved, Rob.
Second.
Second.
Do we have a discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstain, Barbara. I'm sorry.
Abstain.
Okay.
So carried. 7.1.4, move to approve minutes of regular meeting, June 11, 2020. Motion.
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Second.
Second, Joe DiMartino.
Okay, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 7.1.5, move to approve the minutes of special meeting, June 29, 2020.
So moved, Rob.
Second.
Second, Sarah.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Do we abstain?
Abstain, Barbara. Abstain, Barbara.
And Charlie.
All right.
Okay, okay.
All approved. It's approved. Thank you. 7.2, refund of taxes. Move to approve tax refunds in amount of $1,314.08 dated June 30th, 2020. Do you have a motion?
So move, Ron.
Second.
Second, Charlie.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? So carried. 7.3, appointment to the Board of Commission. 7.3.1, waive Section 14 of the City Charter. Move to waive Section 14 of the City Charter to allow Mike Lode to serve as a police commissioner in addition to serving as Assistant Fire Chief. Can I have a motion?
So moved, Mr. Mayor. Seconded, Charlie Sampson.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. So carried. Committee reports. 8.1, Blight Committee. You want to take that?
Go ahead, Charlie. You go.
All right. 8.1.1, add properties to the Blight List. Move to add the following properties to the Blight List. 8.1.1.1, 2022 Prospect Street. Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All right, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? So carried. 8.1.1.2, 3644 Lafayette Street. A motion?
Take that, a formal motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? So carried. 8.1.1.3, 107 Hawkins Street. Motion.
Take that in form of a motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? So carried.
8.1.2, remove property from the blight list. Move to remove the following property from the blight list. 8.1.2.1, 106 108 Hawthorne Avenue. A motion?
Make that for the form of a motion.
Second.
Second, Rob Hyder.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? So carried. 8.1.2.2, 1 Ebenezer Bassett Lane. Do you have a motion?
Make that in the form of a motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? So carried. 8.1.2.3, 146-148
Smith Street. Motion? Make that in the form of a motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Somebody get the door.
Abstain? So carried. 8.1.2.4, 104 Mount Pleasant Street. A motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second, Charlie.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? So carried. 8.1.2.5, 64 Marshall Lane. You have a motion?
Yeah, in the form of a motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? So carried. 8.2, community relations.
Contact information for elected boards and commissions on website. I'll let Committee Rob Hyder bring this up.
Yeah, we had received, as a part of the Charter Commission revision commission, to add contact names to our website. I didn't think that was necessarily something that we would review for our charter, so I brought it to the Community Relations Subcommittee to review. Drew was supposed to be researching, and he's going to be prepared tonight to let us know if the cost to have derbyct.gov email addresses created for each elected official and commission member. And if that wasn't possible, we discussed the option of getting Gmail accounts. This way, members of taxpayers and voters can contact elected officials and commission members. I know when people contact me, it's typically only the people that I know that have my contact information. So, you know, people, like, for instance, this came about from an email to the Charter Revision Commission from Mr. Emery Actor, and he only sent it there because he had no access to contact his alderman any other way. So that's where we stand. So I'm going to hand it over to Drew to see what he came up with as far as email addresses for everyone.
Sure. So I reached out to who's our IT provider, and the long and short of it is $92.50 for each additional derbyct.gov email address above and beyond what we currently have on our server. So Gmails, I think it is. But how you guys want to do that, if you want to do it with your names or Alderman 1 at, you know, whatever, I don't know how that looks, but that's my advice based on the additional cost per. Because if we're going to do that just for the Alderman, that maybe wouldn't be so bad, but if it's all the elected boards and commissions, so it's a lot. That's a big, big chunk of money.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, so I would obviously recommend not going with the derbyct.gov, but we can come up with individual Gmail accounts for each elected official, not just alderman. It's going to be tax board and you know, the various other boards and commissions as well, and have that contact information readily available for visitors to the site.
For the public,
it's Barb. I have my account for that I consider my city email is a Gmail account, and it's been the same email. It was actually created for that purpose only. So I've had it for 11 years, and if we decide we're going to do it, I'm not going to change my I have one. So
no, we wouldn't need you to change. Yeah, we wouldn't need you to change it, but we would just want to post it on the website.
Rob, I think that falls under FOI too. So I mean, if anybody doesn't want their personal one on there, they should come up with their own Gmail. Ben can pop into that if he wants, but that's my belief. So
Yeah, that makes sense.
I often caution elected officials against using a private personal email, because if we get FOI'd, we have to get access to your personal email and review every email to see which is responsive. And there may be things in there that you don't want unrelated third parties seeing. So you should set up a Gmail account used specifically for city business is the recommended approach.
Okay. Is this something we would need to do individually, Drew? Or is this something that we would have created on our behalf?
I mean, well, to Alderwoman DeGennaro's point, some people, I think, are probably already comfortable listing the emails that they have and that they use. And if that's the case and you don't have anything that you're worried about the public, whether you get FOI'd or whatever, I think we could take a straw poll of everybody and see what they want. I'm glad to assist in that process. And if it's going to be something like aldermansill@gmail.com for Ron, for instance, and you want to do that, I have no problem helping people with that. But ultimately, I think it's up to people what they want their email address to be. That's going to be publicly listed.
Yeah.
Right. And then on the flip side, just whatever they want, send it over to Pam, and Pam can just add it to our running list of elected officials and employees for their email.
Okay.
Yeah, we just need a central station to coordinate it through. That's all.
Mm-hmm. I like
and
my
that is Pam.
Better. That's a Pam special.
I'm on it.
All right. Very good.
And another option can also be to set up one Gmail account that would forward to whatever email you wanted it to for the sake of continuity. Also, like as Alderman change, you could have like a group one, so that if somebody sent it in, like say posted from the website, it could go to everybody. So you'd all see it at the same time.
Is that something that you can set up directly through the website, Mark? Like a contact form?
We could do the contact form, which we already have, and there's supposed to be some upgrades coming to the website that we could incorporate. But we could also put on there like rules that'll, if there's a Derby Board of Aldermen Gmail account, you could set up the protocols for that to just, if it comes into that account, it could automatically get forwarded to whatever accounts you want it to do.
Mark, the only problem with that, Mark, is if you have like a centralized box go to 9 people and then you're trying to figure out who responded to what and everything else, if you're going to do that, maybe you could do it by ward or something, but I think you're just better off with individuals. People, can see where you are, what ward, and then they can cherry pick who they want to write to. Maybe they want to write to every ward, and we can kind of put that to the public too, to let them know that that's in place.
Well, I just have I have a comment. It's Barb again. I mean, listen, people find me no matter what. They call my house, they call my law office. I don't want to get inundated with emails and contact information, that just may be frivolous or, I think we have to try to figure something out. Anybody and their brother can just start, emailing us for anything, and I don't want to see us getting junk in there and spam and this and that. I mean, there should be some way we could filter it. I'm not an IT person, but perhaps kind of what Mark's saying, if Charlie maybe has some, Charlie's kind of a input IT guy. What are your thoughts, Charlie?
My thoughts are, I kind of go along with you that, Gmail is perfect for spam. Somebody's going to click on something that they think was sent by one of the constituents, and not only is it going to take down their Gmail, but it's going to take down their computer that they're utilizing. I will sit with Drew and try to figure this one out, what would be the best way. And Mark, based upon what the city website has. So if we can table this one for another month, I'll come up with a plan and get it back to us as soon as the next meeting.
Okay. That sounds good.
Thanks.
Perfect.
Happy to help. Whatever.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you on that. All right. 8.3 ops. No action. 9.1. I'm sorry. Derby Little League, use of Payton Field. Move to authorize Derby Little League to use Payton Field to conduct baseball instruction clinics starting July 13, 2020 until August 31st, 2020. Do I have a motion?
So move, Ron.
Seconded, Charlie.
Discussion?
I just have a quick question. Is there a reason to use Payton Park over the Little League complex? Was there is there an issue at the Little League complex?
Mr. Marcuccio is on. Mr. Marcuccio, if you want to speak on that.
Yes, Rob, the guidelines that we set up would be better for use in a bigger field like that, because only three kids could be in the dugout. We have to spread the rest out outside the dugout or in the stands with the parents. So basically it was for the size of the field rather than anything else.
So utilizing the three fields, you have the fenced-in Ulusky field and the fenced-in minor league field, and then the big middle field, that you feel that Payton is bigger than those areas? Like, I understand it says clinics. You're not going to be playing.
It's bigger than any single field that we have.
Yeah. No, of course. Yeah, definitely. So you're doing clinics. You're not playing games.
We're doing clinics right now.
Well, I understand. Okay, that makes more sense.
Scheduled at all yet.
So you'll be utilizing all parts of that. I see. Okay. Yeah. I was just curious as to if there was something wrong with that.
If we do games, we probably more than likely would play at the Little League, but we'll see what happens when that happens.
Any other questions, Mr. Marcuccio? Okay, hearing none. We have a motion. Second, can I, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Abstain? So carried. You're all set there, Mr. Marcuccio.
Thank you very much.
9.2, Greater Valley Fire Softball League, use of Payton Field. Move to authorize Valley Firefighter Softball League to use Payton Field for one game each Monday evening from July 13, 2020 to September 30th, 2020. For each Monday. So that's every Monday. Okay, so I have a motion.
So move, Ron.
Second?
Second, Jim DeMartino.
Mr. Mayor?
Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Hello?
Who's that?
This is Matt Thomas from the New England Derby Fire Department from the Storm Engine Company.
How are you doing, Matt?
Good. How are you? I'd like to thank you for your consideration using the field. I also would like to see if we can get two games, because every field we do double headers. So the East End and whoever has Bradley School for two games, the Storms and the Pawleys will have Hayden for two games on just to try and get the season over quicker. So I'm requesting double headers. If we can only do one game, we can only do one game. We're grateful to have the use of the field. But if we could do double headers, that'd be a great help to the league.
Okay. I see.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson, I have a couple questions for Dennis.
Yes.
I just want to, is there a problem with Bradley School? Why we need to use Payton? We're still working on the policies and procedures, and although it's the Valley Firefighters League, which I've played in for about a dozen years, obviously there was no problem up at Bradley. Is there a reason why we can't use Bradley, Dennis?
Chief, it's Matt Thomas again. Okay, Matt. Shelton is not opening up their fields, so we are limited on field usage.
And due to the fact that we have three current Derby teams, we would like the use of Peyton Field, because when you were playing, we had Ryan Field as our primary field for 15 years. And now since we lost Ryan Field, it's really hurt the league not having that extra field. Plus, they lose a Seymour Fields come August 1st due to high school athletics. So having the extra field has been detrimental to the league.
So Matt, this is the mayor. So you're in conjunction with Bradley, you're using Peyton.
Yes, we are currently using Bradley and Peyton.
Okay.
Well, you're currently using Bradley. We haven't decided on the Peyton part yet.
Oh, well,
good try, though, Matt. Matt, that was a good try. I give you kudos for that.
By, you know?
Is Dennis on or no? I don't think Dennis is on.
I've not seen. I can't tell. To some people, it's hard to tell who they are. But
okay.
He's not identified.
All right. Well, it's really not necessary.
Barb, I spoke to him earlier today, so I know what his intention was. That's why he wanted to do this. But go ahead.
We at Operations and Procedures, we're pretty confident that we're going to be able to be at the August full board of aldermen meeting with the policies and the fee schedule. So at this point, they're not completed. So, you know, the Little League, I believe, has a plan. Obviously, they're regulated with the COVID guidelines. And, you know, at this point, we don't have our policy in place. We don't have our fee schedule in place. Start opening up. And my question for Matt is it just, are they, these are Derby teams, all Derby residents? Or are they outside no. teams? Are they?
No, greater.
Firehouse? No.
It's the Derby, it's the Valley Firefighters greater. League, which basically Bradley School was Hotchkiss and East End's home field, where Ryan Field was the Storms and the Poggies. So it would be basically the Derby Fire Department hosting a Valley Fire team coming to Derby to play.
Right. So other teams are coming. You're going to play Shelton, a team from Shelton or Seymour.
Yes.
Or wherever, Oxford.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, there won't be a team from Shelton playing a team from Ansonia on our field. There'll always be a Derby team on there.
It'll always be a Derby team. The Derby team will be is always responsible for the fields.
Okay.
Who's gonna be in charge of making sure that proper shoes are being worn? The condition of the field is the same way when they get there, when they leave. Who's in charge of all that? Because I'm a little worried about that.
Pretty much, I take responsibility for it, and I let all the Hotchkiss, the East End, and the Poggies, we sit down and we talk. There's no metal cleats to be worn in the league whatsoever. The raking of the field, we're not supposed to be raking the field, as Joe DiMartino can tell you that we've tried in the past and it hasn't come out well. But we are responsible for the fields. We're responsible for turning off the lights. So it all falls on us. It actually falls on me.
All right, and Matt, and also, well, I can put this over to Ed. So we have the list of the do's and don'ts for the field initially, so you would basically follow that and police yourself on all that, correct?
Yes, correct.
Matt, Charlie Sampson, and I don't mean to be the bummer here, but we've had other people ask us to use this field, and we've actually told them, because the policies are about 4 weeks out, that they can't. Bottom line. And I know it's the Valley team, and I'm all for the firefighters, obviously, but I'll just let you know now, I'm going to have to say no, only because if we open the floodgates to what we've already approved is Derby Schools and the Derby Recreational, which unfortunately the Valley Firemen's League is not a Derby Recreational per se, then all those people that we told no already are going to come back and want my head. So I just got to let you know up front, my friend. Being honest, that's why I'm going to vote no on this one.
All right, Charlie, and this is the mayor, and I'm going to say this is like a special exception that here we got frontline people here, and they're doing the best they can, and they're doing a great job to protect us, and they want to play softball and like blow off some steam from everything they see from this pandemic. And I think it'd be wrong for the city not to allow them. I mean, to not allow the firefighters to go up there, that's just like, you know, slapping them in the face or kicking dirt in their face after everything they're doing here. And I understand you're saying that we said no to certain people, but I mean, there's got to come a time that we have to make an exception. And I don't think there's a better exception right now for the fire department to bring in the Valley firefighters in here to utilize our Payton Field. And I think Mrs. Payton would be excited that we're finally using this for what her father wanted it to be. So I am 100% for that, and I hope all of you are for that. And that's all I got to say on that.
I think so too. When we have fires in other towns, we go there. When we have fires in Derby, they all come to Derby to support us.
Listen, yes, I'm not arguing that point. What I am saying is we've told Derby teams no. We've told Derby teams that are outside the school system no. So if each one of you want to get the phone calls tomorrow, vote yes. I've told them no.
I'll take the calls. It's been 9 months.
This is Sarah Wadomski. Mayor, I appreciate your point, but I have to agree with Charlie as well, and Barb. You know, yes, we appreciate what the Valley firefighters do for us every day, but if we open this up, you know, are we opening up the floodgates? You know, I have to agree with Charlie on this, that.
And Sarah, if I could jump in real quick, Charlie just said we're four weeks out. So let them call and we'll do what we can. By 4 weeks, we should have everything lined up. Give our frontliners the opportunity to blow off steam for their mental health, to their camaraderie that they're going to do with each other. I mean, our firefighters were in Shelton a few weeks ago helping them. I mean, as a matter of fact, Derby was the first one out there when the call came in. I think this is to not allow them would be terrible.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to give them another team, Bradley.
Well, Mr. Mayor, maybe you could call the mayor of Shelton and tell him to open his fields at the same time you're telling him to pay the bill for the public safety service we provided for his fireworks. How about that?
Oh, man. Well, that'll be my next phone. That'll be my next phone. Our firefighter. What? And you're a firefighter. And
Listen, I got nothing against the firemen.
I don't think anybody is going to come up and say, you know what? Wow. You shut us down, but you gave the firefighters the opportunity.
I'll be getting the second one.
And it has nothing to do with what they do every day, because I'm the first one who would back them up, and they know that. But in my opinion is that I have my opinion. Right. So it's the same as procedures and right. groups that we've put groups together, who's going to have fees waived, certain fees not waived, other expense carrying costs of that field. That's part of what we've done.
And we've been waiting for this. I mean, and you're for him, I'm for him. So, step up.
I'm not going to be voting for it based on we don't have a policy in place. So,
okay.
Well, I'll make the motion. We haven't had a policy in a long time, and we've been trying to get this. Now we're 4 weeks out, and I get Sarah's point, and I get your point, but we're 4 weeks out.
Okay, Mr. Mayor. Point of order. I say we move to vote. Right. I believe the discussion just going back and forth.
Right.
I'd just like to add one more thing, Charlie, and I agree with you. I do know that Steve Boehner, the high school baseball coach, promised his players that they would be the first game on the field. So, you know, whether that, you know, he had the authority to make that promise or not, you know, the high school kids, whether they're going to play a scrimmage or whatnot before the summer's out, I guess maybe the alumni, I don't know what his plans are, but that's something that the kids were looking forward to. And, you know, that's just an added, I agree. I'm as black and white as they come. I have very little gray in my life. So I'm it's either yes or it's no. And I don't have, I like to follow policy. And if you don't have a policy, then, you know, that's where I stand.
Right. And that's where you guys are involved. But all right, we'll make a vote. Patty, can we do a roll call vote, please? I want this documented, who's yes or no.
Yes.
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 Patty.
Patty, you got to unmute yourself.
Shush. Okay, Ms. DiGennaro.
No.
Mr. D'Onofrio.
Yes.
Ms. Wadomski.
No.
Mr. Joseph DiMartino.
No.
Ms. Kurtica.
No.
Mr. Sill.
Yes.
Mr. Jim DiMartino.
Yes.
Mr. Sampson.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, nope, fails.
Pretty sad.
What was the total number? You have to keep. What was the total number, Patty?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no's. 1, 2, 3 yeses.
Mr. Heider, you didn't call his name.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Heider.
Oh.
No. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no's. 3 yeses.
Okay. Matt, fails. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for your consideration.
Got ID glasses.
You're welcome. Keep up, please. Keep up the good work.
Yep.
All right. Number 10, old business. No new, nothing this month. Executive section 11.1.
They got 9.3, Mayor. You forget the Johnson Controls. Yep.
9.3 Amendment Johnson Controls. Vin, you want to jump in on this?
Absolutely. You should have all received a copy of an email I sent to the town clerk around 4:15 this morning. This afternoon, I should say. And basically, in order for the city to get a reimbursement under this program, there cannot be language in the contract signed by the city that relates to construction of the project. The language that's in the agreement currently will need to be added back in at a future date. But there was nothing we could do to get around this issue. I kind of argued that the language in the contract is contingent on getting the reimbursement, so it's actually not an effective provision, but the state does not want the language in there at all. So what the amendment does is deletes all provisions in the contract related to the construction of the solar array. It's unfortunately, it's form over substance, it's procedural, and it's, as I said in my email, it's a chicken or egg issue. But if we want to get the reimbursement from the state for this project, we have to do what they say. Any questions?
Any questions for Vin?
All right, hang up.
So on the screen, you have the motion that as proposed by Attorney Marino. Mayor, I don't know if you have that. It was emailed, but I don't. I know you're only on your phone, so you can't see it.
Yep.
If you want me to read it, just for the purpose.
Yeah. Can you read that, Mark, please?
So the proposed motion would be a move to approve an amendment to the performance contract between the City of Derby and Johnson Controls Inc. dated February 19th, 2020, as amended on March 20, 2020. Deleting all provisions related to the construction of solar PV systems as proposed in amendment number 2, and to authorize the mayor to sign all documents related to such action.
Okay, so I have a motion.
I'll make down the form of motion.
Second, Charlie.
All right, discussion. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? So carried. All right.
Thank you.
So we're going to go to 10, old business, no action. 11, executive sessions. 11.1. So can I have a motion to go into executive session?
I'll make a motion going to executive session.
Second, Charlie.
Corporation Council and Carmen DeCenzo and the mayor.
All right. So a second, all in favor?
What about, do you need Mr. Backlick to be there?
Yes, to Mr. Backlick, do I apologize.
Mark.
And who made the second?
Charlie.
Charlie, thank you.
Okay, so here's
how
what
we do
have
this.
So we're going to hold on. We're going to pause the recording.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'd like to invite Mark Garfalo in the executive session, too.
Excellent.
Okay. Charlie, you'll second that?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Mayor, you can call the meeting back to order.
Okay, so a motion to go back into regular session?
I'll make that in the form of a motion.
All right, second.
Second, Barbara.
Okay. We're back in regular session. So
it's 8:31 p.m.
All right, 12.1, 196 Derby Avenue, sale of property. Can I have a motion, and then I'll have Vin.
Mr. Mayor, I believe in the first instance, the first motion that has to be made is a motion to rescind the requirement that the administration obtain an appraisal with respect to 196A Derby Avenue.
Okay, so I have a motion for that.
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Second, Tom.
Second.
Okay, discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? So carried. Go ahead, Ben.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, the second motion that should be made is a motion to waive the bid requirement under the charter relating to the sale of the property known as 196A Derby Avenue.
I make that motion.
Second.
All right. First and second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? So carried.
Mr. Mayor, the last motion that should be made is a motion to authorize the administration to offer the property known as 196A Derby Avenue for sale to the abutters on each side with an opening bid of $5,000. And with advising them that their deed restrictions will be that the property cannot be utilized for building purposes or to for zoning purposes to enhance the their existing property, but can be utilized as either a side yard or a parking lot.
Do I have a motion? Second.
Second.
All right, discussion?
Mr. Mayor, who is the first? Who made the motion?
Tom D'Onofrio.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I sneezed, so I missed the last part of that motion. If the clerk could just add, and to authorize the mayor to sign all documents related thereto.
I send my motion.
Second.
Okay. All right, so we got that.
Motion.
Yep.
All right, so discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. All right. So we got that. And Ron?
Motion to adjourn. 8:35.
Bye.
Second.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.